I owe these chambers to a patron. My art ought to earn me his favor. I want to take London by storm. The city shall be my stage. I must play my hand banking all I have. Only then is applause assured.
Bravo, William, bravo! You already have my applause. You can worry about posthumous fame later. For today, make do with this small room. Let London await you. The game played there is more their own making.
Many thanks, my lord, for your compliment and these chambers. Your visit here is a great honor. You alone turned the room into a salon.
I left the lordship outside the door. I am here, like-minded, nothing more. 'Tis for the theatre that I shall live, which is why even this awful rhyme you must forgive.
Then feel forgiven, man of like mind. I call him friend, and put the clichés to rest. What brings you here?
My curiosity. How far has your work flourished?
It's moving along. I'm gathering stones, but they're not worthy to build a house with.
Because you aspire to a palace and not a cottage.
My friend, you encourage me far more with your words than with all the other gifts. I would only be too glad to give you something in return, but the peace, it needs more time.
Then you shall have it. But I do ask you for one thing. Read what you have written till now out loud to my daughter. She has a nose for stories, and her inquisitiveness shall drive you onward.
As you wish, my lord, though I have my doubts.
I wish it, and shall dispel your doubts in a trace. Anne, my dearest, please step in.
Here I am, father.
So quickly? You haven't been eavesdropping, have you?
No, listening at the door is not good manners.
But snatching up a few words through a crack in the doorway while walking by can occur from time to time, can't it? Be that as it may, I take great pleasure in introducing you to William Shakespeare. And you, William, to my one and only Anne.
I am very pleased to make your acquaintance, Master Shakespeare.
The pleasure is all mine, m'lady.
What is the name of the tale that you're supposed to tell me?
The story is called, it's called Veronese Romance. It
sounds like an Italian noodle speciality.
It's the current working title.
A start, William, a start. At which I, however, shall now have to leave you. Take heed of Anne, and copious success in quenching the curiosity with which she tends to torment me.